This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Something I want to drill down on is the idea of a top-heavy roster. This would be almost unprecedented in the NFL. Think about what those four guys are going to get. Joe Burrow's already making $55 million a year. Ja'Marr Chase, record-setting deal for a receiver, probably $37 million a year. You're paying T. Higgins, you're thinking probably in the $30 million range. And now after that Max Crosby deal, Trey Hendrickson, up to $36 million a year, he's going to be setting the market on the edge. Doing the math in my head is going to be a little hard. I think that's about $158 million or so for players. That's about 57% of the NFL salary cap. That's out of line with everybody else in football. Nobody else in the league right now is over 50%.
Hang on, Joe. Just that's
What are we writing over there?
That's Bill Barnwell on the Bengals. I'm putting together a new flow chart ahead of free agency.
A new one?
I've got a new flow chart.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're dropping a new flow chart this morning. It's very exciting.
Okay.
All right, ready? Here's the flow chart. It just works like this. It's going to be known as the PFF grade evaluation chart.
Okay.
All right, so you can follow this chart. I'll put it on the chat here. Hold on, hold on. The chat's huge. The chat's blown up.
Well, we got the camera in here.
Yeah, here we go. I'm going to hold this up. So here's your new flow chart. Bill Barnwell, Bengals. What do you say? Something about them? Nah, it's probably smart.
That they're cheap.
Yeah, he's smart. Whatever he said, it's probably right. Here we go. Here's your new flow chart. Here we go. Ready? Your team signs a player. The PFF grade is good.
Yeah.
Oh, good. That's awesome. Or yeah. The PFF grade is bad. The result is, Pro Football Focus sucks. So that's the new flow chart ahead of free agency.
Uh-huh.
Is the PFF grade good? Yeah. Oh, awesome. Love it.
Yeah.
Is it bad? Who knows? What's PFF know?
What are they? The grades are stupid.
Yeah. For instance, Khalil Mack graded the fifth best defensive end last year.
Nice.
So
good.
If the Bills sign him, I need you to know the PFF is good, and if the Bills don't sign him, what's PFF? No.
Yeah.
He's probably not good anymore. It's kind of an offshoot of the chart that's basically, you know, your team signs a player. That's
yeah.
a great signing.
Yeah.
Somebody else signs him, way too much money. I wouldn't do that.
Yesterday was a fight about whether pass rush win rates matters or not.
Yes.
Because they cut Vaughn, and I pointed out how good he was in that
last
year.
He had a good pass rush win rate.
Seventh in the league.
Right.
He's eighth in the league. There's seven guys out of him.
Again, it all goes back to the initial. If they had kept him, then pass rush win rate does matter. But since he's gone, it doesn't. Get him on the ground, buddy. Come on.
Right.
Figure it out. That's what we do as sports fans. I don't know. Maybe I won't tweet this chart. It's not that funny. The original one's better. Anyway, good morning. Jeremy and Joe, 803-0550, our phone number.
So today really is free agency day.
Pretty much. And
I don't like that they split it up then. Just have the signings can happen today at noon. Just let him do it.
Right.
On second thought, guys, you know what? Just go ahead. Sign the contract.
Didn't they make this? They did this, though, so we don't get tampering. That's tampering, guys. Shut up. Stop. Who cares?
It's not even different, though.
Get over it.
Well, they'll tamper the week before now.
I know, but now that they built in a legal tampering period, the deal can't be signed till Wednesday. Right. So now your argument's going to be, they talked to him on Sunday. Oh, what, instead of Monday? Whatever. You had your time. It's not like you can talk to a player, then he signs on day one of free agency before you got a chance to even meet his representation. Like, if they don't return your calls in this 2 days, sorry.
Right.
That's on you. You had 2 days to get this done. It was reported that guy agreed to a deal. You can still call him. He can't sign it until Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they did this to kind of clear up any sort of whining about not being able to talk to a player. That's my guess.
I do. It is funny, though. Like, so Ian Hart just tweeted this out. Legal tampering starts at noon. Free agents can finally talk to teams. Let's get this ball rolling. 12:01. Justin Fields has agreed to a 3-year, $90 million contract with $45.5 million guaranteed.
Yeah.
Like, 12:01, we'll get contract news.
Maybe.
Which means, okay, they've talked. We know they haven't done, they haven't figured out this complicated contract in 90 seconds since the thing opened. Maybe they'll be a little more careful about it this year, though. I don't know.
Give us a ring, 803-0550. Before the phone call, one quick thing on Amari Cooper. So Matt Harmon of ReceptionPerception.com has released some profiles of last year's receivers, some of the free agents, T. Higgins, Chris Godwin, and he has posted Amari Cooper's player profile, and it is not very complimentary on what he did this year. His percentile beating man coverage. He was in the 23rd percentile beating man coverage, 29th beating press coverage. He basically pointed out that the film in Buffalo was pretty much a disaster, that they ran him on go routes and very little else.
After not being that bad in Cleveland.
Yes.
Like he said, the way Cleveland used him was a lot better than the way the Bills used him. The Bills asked him to run go routes, and he can't run go routes
anymore. He said all year long he could not get off the line and stack corners. His success rate on the go route was, in the words of Matt Harmon, ghastly.
Mm-hmm.
He does not separate. He does not get yards after contact either, that he was brought down on first contact on 90% of his plays in space.
Yep.
So Cooper was a name they got. They paid a price. He helped them a little bit. This is not a player they should bring back.
What it would help them is he caught balls when he wasn't open.
Yes.
Or else it would have been total disaster.
Right.
Right? Like every play you can think of that he made while he was a Bill, there was a guy draped all over him. Think of the amazing touchdown he caught against the Jets. He had to go over that guy who was right in his space. He made some plays, but none of them he was open.
Same with Mac Hollins. Like Mac Hollins' touchdown in the AFC Championship game at the end of the first half.
Oh, it's a perfect throw.
It's a perfect throw.
Yeah.
The Bills have an MVP quarterback throwing to outside receivers that do not separate, and two of them are gone. And you've still got people that seem not convinced that they need some help with that position. I would have done DK Metcalf in a heartbeat. No, absolutely. But whatever. He's on to Pittsburgh now. George Pickens is an idea. I don't think so. I don't know about that one. But you can give us a call on that, on any free agent you like. The Metcalf idea is dead. The Myles Garrett idea is gone. And now, you know, kind of seeing what the Bills can do, who they can hunt for, some bargain basement, maybe not basement, whatever, just some modest deals. Maybe not the biggest names, the biggest fish. We'll see what they do as teams can negotiate beginning at noon today. That, and of course, the Sabres, if you want it as well. We owe you the dog of the day, Edmonton.
Hmm.
An oil dog.
Skinner's back. Why don't they just like peel the skin off the hot dog? Like
a
you do
skinned
for kids.
Hot dog.
Yeah, skinned hot dog.
Paul in Buffalo is up. Hey, Paul, good morning.
Good morning, guys. You know, loyalty is a strange, strange thing. Kevin Adams been here 5 years now, an unmitigated disaster. And when I listened to that press conference after the trade deadline, I didn't sense a guy who had any pressure on him whatsoever. He has the absolute trust and loyalty of the owner of this franchise. And I think the fan base is in the exact 180-degree difference from Kevin Adams, because 3 years ago today was the day Jack Eichel and the Vegas Golden Knights came to Buffalo for the first time with Jack Eichel playing. It was, I remember it distinctly because it was my 42nd birthday. Today is my 45th.
Happy birthday.
Connor McDavid's coming. Thank you very much. Today's Connor McDavid is coming in. And I remember the Eichel game because I paid up and I sat six rows behind the Vegas bench and I laid into him from the start of the puck drop, from before the start of the puck drop. And I laid into him till the end of the game. And he heard every word of it. and along with the rest of the fan base that was there laying into him, we distracted him and got him off his game. Tonight, I don't have a desire at all to go see my favorite hockey player on earth, Connor McDavid. I don't have a desire at all to go see him tonight against the Sabres because Kevin Adams has destroyed my, not my loyalty to the franchise, but my trust and faith in him at all. I don't want to go see the team anymore because I'm not proud to be a Sabre fan anymore. And that crushes me because I love the Sabres more than the New York Yankees, more than Michigan Wolverine football. In fact, I can't even compare those other two franchises with the Sabres, even though those two franchises are top of the heap, A-plus, first-class franchises. And the other franchise is arguably the worst in North American professional sports. So it is shocking to me where I am with the trade. And this is after what I consider a very good trade deadline for Adams. I called up twice this year when was so irate at Dylan Cousins, I wanted him waived for a bucket of pucks. I called up and said I wanted Greenway extended and Zucker extended. He did all those things. But there is a gaping hole in this roster that can only be filled by Mitchell Marner. And Terry, well, you got to just throw money at the guy.
Paul, to that point, thanks for the phone call. I think... You know, I don't know if this is a leap or however you want to say it, but I saw some Sabres fans making connections because one question you get a lot is how can the Bills be so good and the Sabres be so ugh?
Mm-hmm.
And my answer to that is always money. The Bills get as much as they ever need, and the Sabres don't. And as much as Kevin Adams can say, we don't have an internal cap, there are opportunities all the time for the Sabres to retain salary in trades and get better assets for retaining salary. They don't do that.
The retained salary evidence is the most damning evidence.
You just retain some salary and you get a better draft pick, and they don't do that.
They have not. There were trades made on Friday that were this. Like, hey, we'll take your expensive player to make you make a trade work for you and give us a draft pick in exchange for it. The Coyotes did this like every year, like seven times. I'm not saying that made them good, but it's a tool that you have when you're not spending to the cap to help make your roster better.
And they don't do it.
I saw Chad DeDominicis point this out. I didn't know this on Friday. It's not surprising that they have not made a deal where they've retained salary. They've not retained salary in any trade since the Taylor Hall trade in 2021. They haven't done it in 4 years. And they've been far below the cap that whole time.
Yeah.
So that is definitely damning evidence. I agree with the call, though, with Paul. Like, I am very sour in the GM, and I think he did the thing on Friday that I've thought for years he can't do. Or he at least hasn't done enough of.
Sure, but making a trade, not that they just made a trade to make a trade, but I made this point to Paul. It is wild to me on some level that, okay, you're going to change out your core and you're going to change out more pieces of it. Are there bigger moves coming? To trade away Dylan Cousins to acquire Josh Norris, who's on a contract for...
Until 2030.
Yeah.
And he's now your highest paid forward, $7.9 million.
You went out and acquired your highest paid forward for the longest term, about. I mean, that guy is now your immediate core.
Right.
And what do you know about him? Do you like him enough? Does he, finger quotes, want to be here? I mean, he's here. You had to trade for a guy that didn't have a choice. And that's you know, those are the waters that Kevin Adams has to swim in. So it's not a criticism. It's just kind of, it's jarring to see the Byram trade is like, okay, good player for good player. Both guys are RFAs. There's some fluidity to what happens. Norris, that guy's here.
He's here.
He is your core. And that is a major change to make at the deadline. I'm not upset about it. I hope it works out. It's just to go from a team that is, I think, been defined by inaction for a decade to make that caliber of a move is a pretty big deal.
Especially when I didn't have expectation they would do that. The beginning of the week was Dreger tweeting, like, oh, it could be a quiet deadline for the Sabres. Yeah. That was, to me, them signaling, we want to make a hockey trade and we don't think there's one out there. And then they did do it. They made the hockey trade that they wanted.
They also,
and I think they got, Paul said, like a shade better. I think he's way better. Or at least has the potential to be way better. Norris has not had 2 years where he's looked like Cousins has looked. Where it's just, what is going on with this guy? Norris, it's just, if his shoulder is healthy, he's a good player. He's got a better shot. He's a better defender. He's a better skater. The only thing I saw in it better, all the numbers are way better, especially the advanced numbers. The only thing that I've seen that Cousins is better at is like carrying the puck, like zone entries and zone exits and stuff. But every face-offs, everything else is pro Norris.
Well, thinking about Cousins again here. So again, the Sabres have this thing where guys get traded and then they're amazing. The difference with Cousins is if Cousins finds his game, he'll be the first one that left that finds his game. All right. The other players were already awesome.
Right.
O'Reilly was great. We knew that. Eichel was great 3 years ago today. He played back here. And I remember that day where, you know, he was hurt because people booed him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've defended Eichel the entire time, and I don't feel anything. I don't have any regrets about that, really. I thought he made those comments because he was hurt. Like, he put his heart and soul into the organization and tried and was their best player, and they stunk, and everyone got mad at him instead of the team. Of course, looking back, he was right. Everybody knows it. Everybody knew it. Reinhart was great. He goes somewhere and has success. Who's surprised?
He's the one that's had a lot more, though, than he had here.
Sure.
O'Reilly was relatively as good in St. Louis as he was here. Okay. Eichel was relatively about the same. Reinhart, and I'm not saying this to counter your point, it's just that it's amazing that Reinhart's gone from
like a league leader in goals.
50 goal scorer now, right. Back-to-back seasons.
That's right. Yeah. So maybe Cousins finds his game. I don't think it was ever going to happen here. And of course, you know. But back to the point about money. The Bills' new contract with Allen, the owner has to write a check for the entire amount guaranteed.
Right.
Like, oh, Bills? Hold on. $250 million. Whoosh, check. Sabres. How about a top six winger? I don't know. You know, like, they don't spend to the cap.
How about another Jason Zucker?
Yeah.
$5 million.
I think that the Sabres are severely limited by funding. That's what I think. They have an internal cap, and then there's things you can spend that are not part of the cap that don't get tabulated the same. I think the Bills have just about endless resources, and the Sabres don't. So what's the difference? I think it's budget, personally. 803-0550. That said, they did go out and acquire a player with a lot of term and a
they
lot
did.
Of dollars.
They did.
But to that point,
it was only 0.7 million, 700,000 more per year than Cousins.
Sure, but not just that. Like, yeah. You have to spend the money. You are legally required to spend X amount of dollars. So
right.
That you are spending some is not an indicator you're willing to spend what everybody else is willing to spend.
Well, we'll see. Like, I don't believe that they will be near it, but he got asked the question again. Adams did on Friday. He always looks uncomfortable when he gets the question. He did say, like, will you be a team that spends the cap? And he said, like, kind of like, yeah, like, we want to be a team that's spending to the cap. I will believe it when I see it. And
next year,
the cap is going to be even higher. Right. So the money they have to go up to spend to the cap, it's not, hey, spend $7 million more. Because this year, you were what, $7 million? They were like roughly $7 million below the cap. It's, okay, spend $7 million more, and then, oh, you want to be a cap team? Don't spend to this year's cap. They might spend to this year's cap next year. Spend to the cap next year means you're spending like $20 million. And I can't imagine they're going to spend $20 million more than what's on the roster right now.
Right.
That'd be crazy if they did that.
What he said this time, like, yeah, sure, okay, gave that impression. The previous comment he had on the cap was, I don't pay attention to the cap.
Right.
Or I don't think about the cap. I don't really think about the cap. What? How could you not think about the salary cap? It's how this league works. Every league works.
If they pay Marner, they'd be up to the cap.
Good luck. Hey, Josh Allen, convince Mitch Marner to come here. Convince Brady Tkachuk also, because Brady Tkachuk cried when Josh Norris left.
Best friend.
Convince those guys to come here. You might be onto something. Tom in Buffalo. Hey, Tom, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, I've been listening to you guys for a long time now, but you already answered my question, though, about like Khalil Mack. They're probably not going to sign him.
I think they very well might. I mean, Khalil Mack is as good an idea as any. They can definitely do it if they want to. They can fit him under the cap. They can make his cap hit small, and he's good. He's still good.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, Tom.
The only other team I've seen referenced with him is Chicago.
Yeah, a return to Chicago.
That a return to Chicago is something that both sides like, but he's talked about liking it here. So, and he thought he was going to get drafted here. So, yeah.
That's about as exciting as it gets, maybe. Not to say it's the best move. You know, if they add one of these defensive tackles that hit the open market, okay. But Khalil Mack is... we joked at the start of the segment about PFF grades. You'd be hard pressed to find a better PFF acquisition for the Bills than Khalil Mack. Fifth best defensive end last year. You can still play.
Is it interesting? This is weird. This legal tampering. Here's some illegal tampering. So I'm just looking for like Khalil Mack, like, because I know there was a Chicago rumor earlier last week. Like, is that gone anywhere? The Bears' official Twitter account on Friday tweeted out a video, and the tweet is just "Leave your legacy," and then it's 47 seconds of Khalil Mack Bears highlights, or at least he's in most of the highlights.
Mm-hmm.
They're tweeting about, he's not available right now, is he? He didn't get cut by the Chargers, did he?
Who?
Khalil Mack?
He's a free agent.
So, but is he a free agent today at 12, or is he already a free agent?
I think he's, okay.
Because to me, that's tampering. They're tweeting out, maybe it's not.
The social media director.
The social
director.
Media account is like indicating like, oh, we're going to sign Khalil Mack on Monday. Here's some highlights.
Maybe.
On Friday. Maybe I'm wrong. Like, if the Bills tweeted out Diggs highlights on Friday, what would we have thought? Are they going to sign Diggs?
We would think they'd been hacked.
Yeah, that's probably right. I picked the wrong player for that. Who's available? It's a former Bill. Former Bill is available out there right now, and they tweet out highlights on Friday. Wouldn't we be going, oh, like, they're going to sign him on Monday?
Poyer. Who is the best former Bill available?
I don't actually know.
That's a fun game. Who's the best former Bill available?
Well, it's Diggs. But beyond, other than him? Or is it not him?
Who is it?
The thing about the Bills is they often use up, like, all of the, like, right? John Brown, Cole Beasley, like, these guys don't. Poyer, Micah Hyde.
MVS is coming back. How about that one?
Oh, jeez. Who is the best former Bill? It's going to be Diggs. Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Cooper. Right? Cooper and Diggs, the former receivers. They're in the ringer ranking. They're the two highest graded. Rasul Douglas.
Right. Forgot about Douglas. They're going to sign a corner today. That's my – not today, but they're going to remake their secondary. All right, we've got to get
their
a
big
in.
Their big move being a corner.
803-0550. On the Sabres. We got some juice on the Sabres as they, you know, turn the page. Edmonton tonight. We'll check in on the chat. Head to the bullpen, see what's going on there. Take more of your phone calls as well. A sunny, beautiful,
yes,
beautiful Monday. The sun, folks. How about the sun?
A couple days in a row, too.
We're arguing online about daylight savings, all because we love the sun. Welcome back to the sun. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Jimmy Vaughn.
Am I Vaughn?
I know we haven't done very well against this guy, but I got a hunch he's due.
Good morning to the chat on YouTube. The chat we're treating now as a character on the show.
No. See, that's why I love it. We don't even have to mention a guy and just bam, everyone's fist fighting in the chat.
The chat is like, you know, you look out in your backyard and you see, like, what are the dogs doing out there? And you just find out, like, they're after something. All right, it's been a big day at the YouTube chat, known as the Bullpen. We got our viewership up to 300, and the chat is taking responsibility for that. They think they are driving the YouTube viewership. More and more people in there commenting rather than calling.
Yeah.
What's going on in the chat? We got a couple of golf invites, and we're getting news on what courses are open.
There is a course open today.
Not bad.
At least one.
The answer to the question, the most, the best bill they could bring back, Stephon Gilmore.
Stephon Gilmore,
he didn't retire yet.
Someone in the chat mentioned Trey White. Not that he's the best, but, like, the theory. So the Bears tweeting out Khalil Mack highlights. If the Bills tweeted out Trey White highlights on Friday, wouldn't we be thinking they're bringing Trey White back?
Yeah, okay.
We'd be thinking about
that's right.
It,
that's right.
Least.
That's right. Mack Hollins watch. I'm going to say we're on Mack Hollins watch. Why isn't he resigned? He's talking to teams at noon today,
and the receiver market is. Like,
it's bad.
There's to be taken.
I just picture Mac walks into the office with Bean, right? Like, we're going to talk about your contract. He walks in. He's wearing shoes. And Bean's like, oh, man. He means business today. All business Mac. He's wearing his shoes today.
Yeah.
Mack Hollins.
I mean, if there's $7-8 million out there for him, there could be. If Tutu Atwell's getting 10, Darius Slayton out here with $16 million contract projections.
Yep.
He blocks, plays outside, he special teams, he catches touchdowns. Yeah, someone could convince themselves of that.
What else going on in the chat? Josh's new contract. Someone in the chat, Keenan, did the math. Josh Allen makes $104 per minute for the next 6 years.
Nice.
That seems all right.
Per minute in general or minute on the field?
Minute. Just no, minute. Like minute.
It's good.
What do you even do? What do you even do?
Who? What do you? What would you even like?
What do you even do?
Invest in a hockey team.
Buy a golf course.
Buy a hockey team. He by the end of his got
By the end, probably need some help. Some investors.
Let's get stupid. I'm not even going to say it. I'm not even going to say it. Should I say it?
Sure.
Would you take Josh Allen? Buys the Sabres and moves them to Wyoming. But,
no, that's what you were going to say?
But.
No, take it back.
Can I finish? But delivers 4 Super Bowls before doing it.
No.
Okay. Let's get stupid.
I'm a no. I know there will be people that say yes.
Yes,
to that.
There are people that are going to say
personally
yes.
Personally, a no.
I mean, they're not going to move to Wyoming.
You did make it 4 Super Bowls.
I did.
It's the age old.
Not just
sports
that.
Bar conversation of would you trade the Sabres for a Super Bowl?
Not just that. 4, including 3 in a row, which Mahomes did not do. Therefore, Josh becomes the GOAT.
I love the
How about that?
The last two in the chat from DJ Greco. This is the name. Kick Jeremy out, but maybe.
Hey, when the bullpen music is playing, we're allowed to get a little wild.
Yeah.
All right, thanks to the chat. Yeah, people want to check on me. Is he all right? I had myself a weekend, let me tell you that. A very, I mean, not exactly like a, you know, crazy party weekend. My daughter was sick. She just asthma. So we were children's on Wednesday night, and then she came home, and then we're back. So I spent Friday and Saturday both at children's overnight with my daughter. She's fine. She has child asthma issues, and yeah, a rager of a Friday night at children's and Saturday.
So you're sleeping in a chair then when you're there?
No, right? they have a couch in those rooms.
Okay,
that transitions into a bed, like a single bed.
Oh, okay, that's good.
That I love. I've spent some nights in children's, and it's a nice piece of furniture.
All right, that's good.
I kind of want one. I've long wanted one. So
like a pull-out sofa?
It's not quite pull-out. The back of it shoots up and on top of the regular cushions. Because regular cushions are two seats and a desk that rises up if you need a desk.
Okay.
So it's like a two-seater couch that transitions to a single bed.
It sounds like a transformer more than it
kinda,
sounds like a couch.
It kind of is.
Okay.
So anyway, it was a very hectic, crazy weekend. And tracking Bill's news from there. And I watched Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs twice.
So, nice.
What's that? Ken in Lackawanna. Hey, Ken, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Very good.
I wanted to ask you a question. That defenseman we got from the Rangers, I got like three questions. Is he a veteran or a rookie? I've never
heard
of him.
He's a veteran, but he's for the Amerks.
Yeah.
Like, you probably won't see him play for the Sabres.
He's not just that. He's a guy.
That was my next question. Is he going to play tonight?
No. He's a guy that was supposed to be great, right? Didn't he have at one point
the guy they just got from the Rangers,
Brännström, early in his career? Yeah. Wasn't he an international?
This guy is
highly thought of.
He captained Sweden in the 2019 World Juniors.
Yeah, like at one point he was supposed to be something, and it just has not happened. He's 25.
Yeah. Oh, is he?
Yeah.
And he was a first round pick.
Another quick question, and I'll let you go. I want Cooper to come back. The Bills didn't use him right last year. I feel he could help us. They didn't play him enough. And when he was on there, that freed, what's his name, Coleman and the other guy to, you know, like if they double-teamed Cooper, it worked. They could go to, you know, the other two guys, Shamir and what. I want him back.
Okay. I don't, Ken. I think
there's a defense to they didn't use him right, but I don't also think that means you should want him.
The reason, I mean,
like Harmon's breakdown was when he was in Cleveland, they ran him with in-breaker routes in play action, and it went pretty good. And then he came here, and the Bills used him a completely different way, running go routes down the field, and he never got open. So, are you going to use him like Cleveland used him last year? Then maybe I get something out of him. If I'm going to use him like I used him here, then no thank you.
Yeah.
No interest whatsoever.
If he was something that, if he, let's say it this way. If he, in fact, opened up the field for everybody else, wouldn't he have played more? He's not on the field because he didn't win.
He also was hurt. Right? Wasn't he?
He was out-snapped in the AFC Championship game by Mac Hollins.
Well, right. Okay, right. By that point.
They threw him a screen on 3rd and 10.
Yeah.
He had not caught a screen the whole year?
That's Matt Harmon said that. I tweeted, good thing they ran a screen route to the guy that is a zero after the catch. On their biggest third down of the season, they ran him a screen, and Matt replied and said that was the first screen they ran to him the whole year.
And earlier on that drive, they ran a screen to Shakir. Like, I've got a guy on Twitter yelling at me all the time, he can't believe I think the Bills need receivers because they scored 30 points a game. Congratulations. Hang a banner for your points per game. On the biggest drive of the year, you threw screens. You couldn't separate down the field.
And one of them was to a guy that's not even good in screens.
And Cooper... I mean,
if you watch that playback, like, there is a hole there.
He slips.
But that's part of the point. Part of the point is you didn't have a guy in that spot with the speed or the ability after the catch that you wanted to have the ball with. If it was Shakir, fine. If it was Samuel, maybe it goes better. But that was part of the point, is you threw it to a guy that he's going to slip or, like, something. It's just he's not good in those situations. I just want a guy who's fast. They used him like a guy who runs a 4-3. Right? A quarter of his routes were just the go routes, straight ahead. They used him like a speed guy, and he's not a speed guy.
No.
That's when my antenna's up, though, where they talk about we need more speed.
A field stretcher.
We need a field stretcher. They Harmon's article breaks down that that is how they used Cooper.
And
so
he just doesn't do it.
The way they're talking, though, lines up with how they use Cooper. And they, what would line up is they're going to replace Amari Cooper with a guy that is way faster than him. Maybe he doesn't have the same pedigree. Maybe he's a third-round rookie. I don't know. But they use Cooper like he's a speed threat down the field, which to me means they're going to replace him with a guy who's a lot faster. Or they're going to want to, at least. I don't know if they'll be able to get it done. They need a different skill set for that spot.
Yeah. Wait, I'm on Hollins watch. Hollins or Cooper watch. If you, here's one for you, Joe.
I'm just here to say I am not worried if they lose Mac Hollins.
If you could have one of the two back, who do you want back? Maybe Ken's right, and they never got off the ground, and it needs an off season. You can have one back. That's a Twitter poll.
They're the same price?
That's a Twitter poll. You can have one back, and you're not mad about the money in either scenario. That's
okay. Cooper. I'll go Cooper just on the upside that they would use him differently, and the injury was a factor. I guess I would go Cooper, personally.
Here's the Twitter poll. I wish I had thought of it earlier. You can have one back, and the money is exactly what you would be fine with. I don't want to get bogged down Cooper 12, Hollins 8.
Yeah.
Just you get one back at exactly what you're fine with. Cooper or Hollins?
Cooper or Hollins.
803-0550 on that, and the Twitter pulls up. We can dig into that tomorrow. Maybe one of them is extended by tomorrow. Or those two can sign with the Bills because they don't actually hit free agency until Wednesday, but they can talk to teams today.
We probably know something about one of them by the time we're on the air tomorrow. I think aren't most guys you're going to know something about today?
You would think, you know, hey, so-and-so, this team has reached out to Mac Hollins.
Sure.
He's been around the league. He's got to be well thought of in a lot of places. When we had, is it Marcus Mosier who came on to talk about him?
Yes.
His time in Atlanta said, we love this guy.
Yeah.
So the Bills are not the first team to have grabbed Mac Hollins and thought, this is a good guy to have around. He probably has a pretty good reputation.
Yeah.
803-0550. Right now, early voting, it is Mac Hollins 2-1. So, now, if we're going reception perception, Hollins won't rate enough to even get graded by Hollins. By Matt Harmon, I should say. All right, 803-0550, our phone number, and 1-888-550-2550. I do feel a little bit of, I don't know, does anybody else out there feel a little bit of that both Garrett and Metcalf as ideas already, in the same day, basically, those are both gone. Garrett went like, okay, you know what, fine. Metcalf, gone 5 minutes later. Yeah. Okay, now what?
They were the top two ideas.
In terms of blue chip talent, yes. Or Hendrickson, I guess, you know, we could include him.
But the fact even that they were like two, they were the two positions that are on the radar, maybe the most for people. And that they were perfect fits. Well, somewhat perfect. Garrett, it was exactly what you're looking for in defensive end. Just an elite pass rusher, every down.
Move him around.
Metcalf was the right type of receiver for what the Bills needed. So the fits kind of made sense. But I wonder if they were in on Metcalf, though. At all.
I bet they were.
Not for a second, obviously.
I bet they were. Now, they might not have been in for $30 million a year.
Yeah.
But I bet they were. I bet they were in on that. Lots to like.
I would hope that they were in on that. And that they didn't just rule it out because, oh, no, we don't need a highly paid wide receiver. We don't need that.
I mean, maybe. They might have a plan to draft one.
Yeah. They'll do something. Well, they might have to, right? If they lose Cooper and Hollins to free agency, like, in the next 24 hours.
Yeah.
Then we're going to be here. The receiver train gets more fuel if they don't re-sign Mac Hollins, right?
They're
going to need a body. Even just you can debate how much they should spend on it, but they're just going to need a body. Hollins played a ton.
He did.
So even though it was only like 300 yards or whatever it was, he was on the field.
Josh Palmer.
See, if they lose Hollins, though, I'm going to be looking at like, all right, who blocks? They're going to want that. They're going to want a guy who blocks.
All right, I got a name for you that's he might this is the Mac Hollins replacement. It's a rookie. The Stanford wide receiver. Iamanor blocks.
Okay.
Jump a bit. I mean, he might be a little bit more like too much like Coleman, but he blocks.
Okay.
803-0550. 1-888-550-2550.
Pickens blocks.
Quick thing to point out. One more thing in the chat. Deuce points out Xavier Worthy busted for domestic violence. The follow-up is that the charges were dropped due to witness testimony that basically a relationship of his that has gone south has gone very south and whatever. Like, if you, Google it if you want. Busted for domestic violence is not exactly what has happened. The follow-up has been, I don't know, whatever. I don't need to get into all the details, but I don't think he gets suspended for it. The charges were dropped.
Mm-hmm.
So, check it out. Extendo Sports, which is just the final segment of the show. And Sal, coming up with the Extra Point Show, the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, as the free agency window to talk opens today.
Breaking sports news airs first here, guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550, 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
Okay, March 10th. Happy March 10th.
It is the three-year anniversary of Eichel coming back here. I thought I saw it's an anniversary. Was it the Mario Williams anniversary, too?
That's March. I believe that's March 12th.
March 12th, okay.
I think so.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
You know, Niagara and Army played in college hockey this weekend. Every game was a one-goal game, and two went to overtime, and one went to double overtime.
Yep.
They lost to Army.
In overtime,
3-2, double overtime, game one. 4-3, they win game two. They lose in overtime of game three.
Yeah.
A close series.
Tough.
Yep. Sal Capaccio is going to have the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up. Hey, Sal.
Hey, guys. We were talking earlier about guys who agree to terms and then go somewhere else. Remember, J.D. McKissick was the famous one for the Bills.
Yes, right, that's right.
I thought about that. That was a big deal. And that was on, and I actually talked with his agent, who was not happy with him, by the way, when he did that, because he had an agreement with the Bills, and it made him look bad. And the Bills were not mad at the agent. But also, just a little bit of news here. I've learned over the last hour or so that the Bills will not put a restricted, will not put a tender, RFA tender, on tight end Quentin Morris. Not a surprise. It would have been over $3 million for the lowest tender. So Morris, who's been a valuable special teams player, now joins what is 16 Bills set to be unrestricted free agents and allowed to talk to other teams beginning at noon. I have posted the 16 names on my Twitter at Sal Sports.
Okay. Sal, have you heard us talk about Mac Hollins at all? Like, the idea that we have two Atwells out here getting $10 million and there's no good receivers on the market. And he can talk to teams at 12. Like, when we talked about him right at the end of the season, it was, okay, a couple million bucks, probably you bring him back. He might think he could do pretty well on the market.
Maybe. Tutu Atwell is 25, 26 years old.
Right.
Mac Hollins is 32.
Right, you know, fair.
I don't see something like that for him. I think maybe something around $3-4 million for Mac Hollins would probably make sense. He's kind of earned a little bit more cash, but boy, good for him if he can go out and get it. You know, the Bills can find someone like him, but of course, obviously, he fits in Buffalo and with this team and what he did for the club. But I have every reason to believe, just through talking with him and the Bills, that like both sides would be very interested in having a reunion. But hey, he's earned an opportunity to go see what's out there.
Elijah Moore is another name worth considering, maybe as our Cooper replacement. Just go to the other Browns receiver. Anyway, just thinking about other names out there. All right, Sal's coming up. And Sabres and Oilers tonight from KeyBank Center. We're back tomorrow here on WGR.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show.
Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow the Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.